Hello, I am AOB Olagunju. I welcome you to the second episode in this special series on how to win the game in the second half of the year. And by the way, if you have not listened to the first part of this series, I encourage you to visit my podcast page and search for the part one on how to win the game in the second half. And the focus in this episode is going to be on reviewing your goals. Now, if you have actually set goals for the year, but it's like things have not really worked out the way you expected in the first half, you may want to review your set goals and see if something was wrong with the foundation. Where a lot of people miss it is setting goals and never bother to review them again. It is good to have big and fantastic dreams, and much more, it is wonderful to have goals set out on how to realize those dreams. But it doesn't end there. Setting goals is not enough. Goal setting is not a once and for all thing. This is where a lot of people miss it. Goal setting is not a once and for all thing. The system shouldn't be static. It must be flexible enough for it to work for you. In reviewing your goals, you may have to examine whether they all met the SMART analysis test. Probably there may be oversight as at the time you were setting those goals. It is possible for one to have been carried away by the excitement of beholding his great dreams and not be conscious of some of the defining factors in achieving them. But you see, our success in life does not only depend on the greatness of our dreams, but also on the accuracy of our set goals. So developing SMART goals is critical to managing your performance. As you may have known, a SMART goal is defined as one that is specific, measurable, achievable, result focused oriented, and time bound. If our goals set the benchmark for the realization of our dreams and our general achievements in life, then we must pay attention to details in setting them, be diligent in executing them, and also paying necessary attention in reviewing them as occasion may demand. It is often said that change is the only constant thing, but it is also amazing how many people deliberately avoid it. Some will just set goals and never look back, even when it is obvious that things are not working out right. Setting goals is not a once and for all practice. Like I've said earlier, you don't create a rigid system where you are not willing to review your goals and make changes where one is needed. For instance, like I've said, for your goal to be effective and ultimately lead to success, it must successfully scale through the SMART analysis. Now, you may have to check if your goals are specific enough. You may also have to check if your goals are measurable. And this is even very important. You should be able to measure your progress from time to time, probably on a weekly basis or monthly basis. so that you'll be sure you are making progress. There are times people are making progress, but because their goals are not measurable, they find it difficult to find out. This is where I will stop in this episode. Thank you for listening, and I encourage you to watch out for the third and the last part in this special series. Do have a wonderful time.